Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the back porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Mr. Victor Gook has newly arrived home from the office, and he's standing on the sidewalk, solicitously scrutinizing his wife, who is seated on the top step but one. Listen.
How is your cold?
Dandy. I believe it was just a false alarm. I feel fine.
Still hurt you to talk?
A little. I get a sort of twinge, but nothing that amounts to anything.
This noon at the dinner table, you complained of sharp twinges.
Yes, but they've almost entirely disappeared.
I thought about you several times this afternoon. You so seldom have colds, I was a little uneasy.
I was uneasy myself. When I got up this morning with that peculiar, choked-up, sickish feeling, I thought, oh, murder, I bet I'm in for it.
Should you be sitting outdoors?
Do me good to be in the sunshine.
Oh.
Oh, received a nice letter this afternoon. Bess Rhodes.
Well, how's she?
Fine. Here, I got the letter in my apron pocket.
Walter's kneecap improving, is it?
He hasn't had a single throb in over a month.
Good. And Yuncy's in good health?
Yuncy's had a cold.
No.
Woke up the other morning with symptoms just like I complained about today. They put her to bed, and she stayed from Tuesday to Friday.
She's better now?
Yes. Here.
I thought I'd go in the house and run upstairs. There's some junk in my briefcase.
I'm handing you my sister's letter that come this afternoon, Vic.
Oh, to be sure, to be sure.
Not long. You won't get worn out from reading it.
None of that, now, Dr. Sleech. None of that.
You're holding the letter upside down. You want to read it standing on your head?
Dear sister in law, thought I would write and see how you were feeling.
Hi, people on the back porch, are they?
Well, here's Margaret home. Hi, Margaret.
Greetings, Gov.
You needn't come any closer, sir. You don't live here anymore. Your mother and myself have sold you to some people in Paxton, Illinois.
At least let me go in the house and get my clothes.
He's a wicked boy.
You're finished with Bess's letter?
No, but Russell's home.
When Russell comes home, we drop what we're doing.
Well, no.
Russell just found a dime. He was walking along the gutter kicking knees, and he kicked up a 1939 dime.
Hello, Willie boy. You got a dirty face.
Yeah, I know it. What'd you think about Bruce Hugh Johnson finding a dime?
He was lucky. Did he find the owner?
Oh, find the owner. You don't suppose he'd hunt for the owner, do you?
I once found a dime under the most astonishing circumstances imaginable. I was walking down the street.
You're handing me back Bess's
letter? Oh, no. It's my head here. I want to read Bess's letters.
How's your cold, Mom?
Why, I believe it completely disappeared.
Oh, good.
I feel grand and haven't sneezed since this noon.
Great. Bluetooth Johnson's father's had a bad cold,
what
but...
What do you see up in the sky, Vic? You're staring up in the sky with your mouth open. You see an airplane or a bird?
I guess I fell into a sudden danger. I want to read Bess's letter.
Don't read Bess's letter. It's too much.
I want to read Bess's letter. Dear sister in all, thought I would write and see how you were feeling.
You don't have to read it out loud.
Okay.
I scratched my knee today.
Good job.
Your fine water kneecap hasn't given a single thumb or month.
The way I scratched my kneecap, I was...
Father's reading the letter from Aunt Beth.
Keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether. Don't see it in the sickness.
The way I scratched my kneecap, I was coming along Kelsey Street with Smelly Clark, and you know what that high board thing...
I didn't talk at all, Willie, until God's finished.
Well, what do you know about that? Oh, it's Sandy. Hey. Well,
tomorrow I'll leave. I'll...
That's pretty darn good. Drop me a measly little line as you can. Love to all your sister Bess. It's a mighty nice letter.
Yes, wasn't it?
Russell, old sock, I'll make you look like 15 cents in a game of Remy.
Okay. It's a perfectly grand letter, wasn't it?
How do you mean? What's the matter?
Victor Gook, I'd be ashamed.
What's the matter?
Nothing, not a thing in the world. And I won't bother you with letters my sister writes ever again. It's just a common...
Well, what's the matter? What's the matter?
You couldn't have read Bess's letter in that miserable little insignificant bit of measly rotten time.
Why, I read every single word of
those. You couldn't have. You wasn't 8 seconds reading those whole monster's 3 long pages of small writing.
I'm a rapid reader. I'm able to skim over a paragraph and get the meat out without stopping to study.
Now, say, Kim. Now, you stay here and you listen.
I'll be delighted to stay and listen. Only
here,
while
you read Aunt Bessie's letter. gives me twinges in the throat to talk out loud.
Okay.
And you stand there and listen.
Oh, Thunder Sage, you distort trash out of all proportion.
Trash is right. Yes. My poor sister.
The other day I was indulging in a conversation.
Read Aunt Martha's letter, please.
Dear sister in law, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap hasn't given him a single throb in over a month. We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether. Ham, ham. Yuncy was on the sick list last
week. What did you say, Russell?
Yuncy was on the sick list last week. We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether.
And then what?
Ha-ha.
Did you say ha-ha a second ago?
Looks like ham-ham. And Bess...
No, it don't look like ham-ham.
Aunt Bess puts an extra curlicue on the end of...
No, Aunt Bess don't put an extra curlicue on the end of.
Mm.
Read.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine...
Smartness, huh?
No, I thought you wanted
Aunt Bess's letters are no place for smartness. Now read.
From the beginning?
No, not from the beginning. From where you left off.
We are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping the condition will clear up altogether.
Keep right on.
Yuncy was on the sick list last week.
What's in between?
Ha ha.
You're sure it's not ham ham?
I guess I said ham ham because I remembered about a month ago, Gov received a letter from his friend Gus Fuss in Dubuque, Iowa, and he said ham ham instead of ha ha. I guess.
Continue reading.
The poor child woke up Tuesday morning with a bad cold, and we made her stay in bed. She was in bed clear till Friday. The cold didn't seem so serious in itself, but Yuncy felt so dragged out and sneezy, we thought it wouldn't hurt to keep her quiet and be on the safe side. How are your two babies? Ham, ha.
Ham, ha.
Ha, ha.
Sounded like you said ham, ha.
Well, Aunt Bess does put funny little curly cues on the end
Reed.
Of
it.
I'm listening, doggone it.
Read, Russell.
How are your two babies? Ha, ha.
Why are you stopping?
Vic, I expect, is still having high old times in his elegant office. I often wish I was a little bird and could peek in on him when he's answering his grand expensive telephone and shouting orders to the hired help. Ha, ha.
Oh.
Yeah?
I didn't say anything.
Well, mate, I suppose you're raking these and burning them the same as we are. I always feel so kind of halfway sad when fall arrives. Ain't that silly? Walter says they ought to name me Winnie because I'm such a ninny. Ham, ham. Well, I don't care. I think
All
that...
right, Russell, hand me Aunt Bess's letter. I think that'll do.
What's the matter?
Just hand me Aunt Bess's letter.
All right, but what did I do?
You had a little smartness, and now you're finished. Sit right where you are, and I don't want to hear a single sound. Not even a whisper.
My gosh, I said ham, ham again.
Not even one single little whisper.
Mm.
Here, Vic.
Do you want me to
read? Give me twinges in the throat to talk out loud. Here.
Fine.
Someday I'm just going to tell Bess.
Dear sister in law, I will...
Out loud.
Dear sister in law, thought I would...
Not from the beginning. We've heard the beginning 40 times.
Oh, we are keeping our fingers crossed.
Begin where Russell left off.
I left off, Gov.
I think you know your orders, mister.
Oh, Walter said they ought to name me Winnie because I'm such a ninny.
Well?
Ha, ha.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't care. I think the autumn is kind of sad. Yuncy has been practicing her piano more than usual lately, memorizing a new piano solo called Facing the Barkin' Revolvers of Frank and Jesse James. It is a good deal like her other piece, The Great Colorado Train Robbery, because she scrapes her thumb down the white keys and stumps on the loud pedal with both feet. Walter and I tell her she looks like an acrobat when she renders these two pieces, Ham Ham. Probably you read in the paper where...
What's the matter, Mom?
Huh?
Hey, Mom! Gov,
come... Kiddo, where are you going? What is it?
You said ham, ham. Hey, Mom!
Oh, my dear. Say, it was a slip of the tongue. I meant ha-ha. I didn't mean ham, ham. That was a slip of the tongue. I meant ha-ha.
Well? Gov. I guess we hadn't better go in the house for a while.
No, wouldn't be good judgment.
Let's walk downtown and back.
Come on.